Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to CNBC TV18's Market Buzz podcast. This is your host, Kanishka Sarkar, bringing you top developments from around the world ahead of today's trading session. Well, after 3 days of teasing the landmark, the Nifty has finally scaled the mark of 25,000, thereby starting off August on a positive note. What generally follows an event like this is a sell-off from higher levels. Yesterday, there was some bit of resistance for the Nifty as well, around the 25,100 mark, owing to which it reversed from its latest record high of 25,078. But the fact that the index managed to hold on to 25,000 at close will give the bulls a lot of comfort. For the week, the Nifty is now up just under 1% and is positioning itself for a 9th straight weekly advance, which, if materialized, would be the longest weekly winning run since 2010 for the index when it had a similar run between February and April. Today's session will see stocks like Tata Motors, Zomato and ITC react to their respective quarterly numbers, along with stocks like Godrej Agrovet, Kalyan Jewelers, Vaibhav Global, among others. The final trading day of the week will also see earnings from Dalmia Bharat, Delivery, CAMS, Hindustan Zinc, UPL, PSP Projects, among other broader market names. Nagaraj Shetty of HDFC Securities says that even as the Nifty has crossed 25,000, the crucial hurdle between 25,000 and 25,100 remains intact. He anticipates further consolidation or a minor near-term dip. Meanwhile, the Nifty Bank continued with its sluggish moves on Thursday. It continued to face resistance above the mark of 51,800. The index may have gained for the fifth day in a row, but it continues to remain stuck in a range. Now, in terms of global cues, in the US overnight, stocks sold off with the Dow Jones tumbling nearly 500 points as investors' fears over a recession surfaced. The Dow dropped 1.2%, the S&P 500 shed 1.3%, whereas the NASDAQ composite slipped more than 2%. Some fresh data stoked fears over a possible recession and the notion that the Federal Reserve could be too late to start cutting interest rates. Also, initial jobless claims rose the most since August 2023. These weak data releases come a day after the central bank policymakers chose to keep rates at the highest levels in two decades when Fed Chair Jerome Powell gave investors some hope by signaling a September rate cut is on the table. Now, this morning, Asian markets also fell after Wall Street sell-off, with Japan's Nikkei leading losses. Japan's benchmark indexes nosedived as much as 5% on Friday, with most Asia-Pacific markets lower after a sell-off on Wall Street overnight. The Nikkei extended its 2.6% slide on Thursday to lead losses in the region and reach its lowest level since February. Both the Nikkei and Topix barred losses later in the session and were last trading at 4.2% and 4.3% respectively. However, K-pop stocks were a bright spot for the market. Shares of all four listed K-pop companies defied the broader sell-off to climb on Friday, led by HYBE after the firm announced its new business strategy on Thursday after market hours. Meanwhile, Intel shares slid as much as 20% in extended trading overnight after the chipmaker said it would lay off over 15% of its employees as part of a $10 billion cost reduction plan, and it reported lighter results than what analysts had envisioned. The company has also said that it will not pay its dividend in the fiscal fourth quarter of 2024 and that it will lower full-year capital expenditures by over 20%. Now, in terms of commodities, oil is headed for a fourth weekly drop as demand concerns in the world's two biggest economies overshadowed heightened geopolitical risks. Brent crude traded near $80 a barrel after dropping 1.6%. Meanwhile, back home, Ola Electric's over 6,000 crore rupees IPO opens today for subscription. Its anchor book saw participation from marquee investors. Also, Zomato is targeting the going out segment now with the launch of its district app. Karnataka GST Authority has withdrawn notice to Infosys and asked it to respond to the center, whereas NASSCOM has slammed the notice. On the weather front, rains continue to wreak havoc in Wayanad and Delhi NCR. Lastly, the GIFT Nifty was trading 0.18% lower than the Nifty Futures Thursday close, implying a lower start for the Indian market. Well, that's all for now. Have a good trading session and have a good weekend. This is Kanishka Sarkar signing off. Stay tuned to CNBC TV18 for more.